Mansfield 103.2 Sport, brought to you by Approved Car Finance. If you've been refused, get approved. Ring Mansfield 523500 for a quality, affordable car or motorbike from Approved Car Finance. That's Mansfield 523500.
Do you want to hear Bob the Builder, or do you want to talk about football? 666-000 is the telephone number that you need to call. It's the after-match phone-in here on Mansfield 103.2. For the final time today, we'll cross across to Jason Harris and cross across, if we can do that. He's been watching the game at Field Mill, where the Stags have beat Barnet 4-0. Also, the big FA Cup draw. Jason, your final summary for us.
Well, it's been another very, very good day here for Mansfield Town, hasn't it? A 4-0 win over Barnet. So let's be honest about this. When we had the first four games of the season on Sports Talk, people were saying, well, Barnet look like they're going to rip this league apart. Well, we've seen them today. 11 games without a win now in the league. The latest, this 4-0 defeat to the Stags. And they look shocking, to be honest. They look very, very poor, Barnet. I'd like to hear some Barnet fans, if they're probably listening and driving home or in the buses. Give us a bell on 666-000 and tell us what you think about Barnet as well. Because I thought it was a poor Barnet display. Alongside me is Martin Shaw, who's been watching the game today from the Stag Supporters Association. And Martin, well, we can quite easily say Barnet were poor, but Mansfield Town also made Barnet look poor and played very well themselves.
The Stags were superb this afternoon. I mean, Simon Brown, for me, put in the best performance by any Stags player this season, and he just ripped the Barnet defence to shreds all afternoon. What surprised me was that what Barnet didn't do was change their very square back line, which was a square back line along the along more or less the edge of the penalty area, or slightly further forward. And Paul Fairclough is a pretty astute tactician. It would really surprise me that he didn't change that, because from very early on, Brown was getting through and causing danger on goal. He got the penalty, and he had another chance into the side netting, and he had plenty of other chances as well. Occasionally he was getting caught offside, sometimes he wasn't. It was really surprising to me that Fairclough didn't change that. And after the final whistle, he had the players on the pitch for about 20 minutes, giving them a dressing down. But I think he should look at himself, actually, because I thought his tactics were quite poor this afternoon. But let's talk about the Stags, because they were absolutely outstanding. I think basically every player who pulled on a Stags shirt today, certainly those that started the game anyway, were absolutely superb. We've talked a lot about Brown. Barker was outstanding. Shame he didn't get his hat-trick. But it was a wonderful performance, and it's incredible that the Stags were bottom of the league going into that performance today, because it was a brilliant performance, and they made Barnet look very, very poor indeed.
Let's talk about some of the players that were, you know, pivotal to the Stags. Carlton Palmer had his critics. Everybody, the vast majority of people that phone up Sports Talk, would slag the guy off and say he hasn't got a clue. But the players that played out there today and played magnificently for Mansfield Town in amber and blue shirt were all players that he brought to the club.
Yeah, I think, but a lot of fans, I think, thought that he bought good players in. But the problem was he couldn't get them playing as a good team. I think that was the key about Carlton Palmer. He seemed to lack the motivational skills, and he liked to blame everybody apart from himself. But he couldn't get those players playing as a team. Everybody could see that the players he brought in were excellent players, people like Giles Coke, Simon Brown, etc., etc. They never really played together as a team very much under Palmer, just very, very occasionally. But today, and obviously the game against Shrewsbury, basically the last two home games, they've looked an excellent side going forward, and defensively as well. And Peter Shurtliff, I think, probably talked about this in his interview. Baptiste and Hielder look a good partnership at the back to me. I think we did the commentary of the Leighton Orient game a few weeks ago, and at the start of that game we were pretty critical of Hielder because he'd been really poor for Mansfield up to that time, but he came of age in that game. He had an outstanding game that day. I know he was outpaced for the third Orient goal, but he did have an outstanding game, and ever since that game he's looked very solid to me, and I think he's rightly keeping Rhys Day out the side. He looks the player that he was when he played for Nottingham Forest. And they look a very good pairing. We've got to realise that Giuliano Grazioli is probably the best striker in this division. Certainly one of the best five, anyway. And Baptiste had him in his pocket all afternoon. I thought Baptiste was excellent.
Has all this come about, really, though, Martin? Because Peter Shurtliff is keeping it simple, keeping the tactics simple, keeping the team the same week in, week out, the formation the same week in, week out. It's not tinkering here and there. So people know what they're doing. The players know what they're doing and who they're up against and who they're alongside now.
It definitely helps playing your best team. And I think very often we said Carlton Palmer didn't play his best team. Maybe he didn't even know what it was. But Peter Shurtliff, yeah, I think he's a little bit, you know, he's down to earth, and he's probably the sort of character that we need, actually. In many ways, possibly similar to Billy Dearden, who may get the job, who knows, we don't know. But they're quite similar, they're down to earth, but I think they definitely know what they're doing. and they get the team playing together with a spirit. And I think Peter Shurtleff has done a pretty good job so far. And, you know, to win two consecutive games at home 4-0 is fantastic stuff. And we wouldn't have imagined that would have been true a few weeks ago, the way the Stags have started to play.
Do you think then he should be manager, or do you think he should be number two with somebody alongside him, either Billy Dearden or any of the other names that are coming around at the moment?
Well, that's a difficult question to ask. My personal choice would be to have Billy Dearden back. I think he did a fantastic job at Mansfield a few years ago, especially what he did with the youth team players and getting the youth team structure in place. And it's a little bit of a worry to me that...
Going back to Bill Dearden, I mean, isn't that sort of taking a step back rather than anything? You'd be saying bring back Wayne Cordon next and other players like that, Junior Mendes.
Don't get me started on Wayne Cordon, Jason. I would, because I think everybody was disappointed when Billy Dearden left, and let's not forget that it was essentially his team that got us promotion in 2001-2002. Stuart Watkiss really just saw us limp over the line, and that was all it was. And at the end of the day, Stuart Watkiss proved he really wasn't up for the job. It was Billy Dearden's team that did that. It was really him that put the structure in place with the youth setup. And at the moment, I'm worried, looking at that youth team, that I can't really see where very, very good players are coming through next.
What about bringing Mark Kearney back then as well? Because he had a major part to do with the renaissance under Bill Dearden as well. I think Mark Kearney is the forgotten man at Field Mill at times. He wasn't here today, by the way, but he's usually sat next to us as well.
Possibly, but I think Billy Dearden was the main man, really, who was behind that. And he would be my personal choice. It's nothing against Peter Shurtleff. I think he's done a pretty decent job, and the last two performances at home have been great. But I think Billy Dearden, my ideal selection would be Billy Dearden with Peter Shurtleff as his assistant.
Finally, it's Cheltenham next week. Full match commentary here on Mansfield 103.2 and on Stags World. Myself and yourself are down there again. It's always a long trip. It's not so long for you because you come from, well, south of the country. So there we go. And that's how far my geography goes. But we never used to get much from down there at Cheltenham. Can it be different this time round?
Well, I hope so. We tend to play poorly at Cheltenham. They tend to have the Indian sign over us, don't they? I mean, they haven't played... You know, the Stags haven't played well when we've been down there recently. I can think of a 4-1 game, Jason, which you and I commentated on, where the Stags were pretty awful, to be honest. But I'm hopeful that the Stags are on an upward surge at the moment. Cheltenham themselves this season, I think, are an average side. They're not bad. They're certainly not bottom of the table material. But I'm hopeful that the Stags will take the form from today, obviously into the Millwall game, but more importantly for me, into the Cheltenham game, and I would like to see us get something at Cheltenham. The only thing that I can think we've ever done well at Cheltenham was Chris Greenacre's goal from 45 yards, which I and many other Stags fans will never forget. Other than that, we never do very much there, and it would be nice to go there and win for a change.
Martin Shaw from the SSA, thanks very much for joining us. I look forward to speaking and sitting alongside you next Saturday. And Joe, I think that's where we'll leave you here at Field Mill, as it's getting a bit dark around.
Okay, well,
now,
so. You go and get your torches out. It's Mansfield 103.2. Jason Harrison and Martin Shaw, of course, full match commentary of the game against Cheltenham next week. Do I have to get Bob to build?